Hello, thank you for joining us. Today is July 2nd, Chaf Vav Tammuz, and it's Tafshin Pei Dalet, and we're in the midst of learning about Simcha. And it's very noteworthy that some lessons are to be repeated periodically. Some of them are worthwhile to repeat. Some of them are quite worthy of repetition, and some of them are extremely worthy of review. And one of those we're going to go over today. And that was a pasuk in Mishle with the Gra. You might remember, it has become famous in some Sfarim and quoted widely, that a person has the ability to self-heal. Of course, with Hashem's help and employing the abilities Hashem has invested in us. What does this mean? It says in Mishle, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud Dalid, Ruach Ish Yechalkel Machalehu. And if you've been with us over 2 years, this is familiar to you. The spirit of a person will sustain his illness. It seems to be saying that. But the Vilna Gaon explains the pasuk, as it is often true in Torah Shebe Ksav, in the Tanakh, we need Torah Shebe Al Peh, we need explanation to fill in what is unclear. And that's part of Pshat, it's part of Medrash, part of the Gemara. Well, here, the Vilna Gaon explains, what do you mean that the spirit of a person will sustain, will nurture his illness? No. It will sustain the person through his illness. The Vilna Gaon explains, the Gra, to Moshe Pirashn Lamaila, the way we explained earlier, Shehasimcha ba al yedei haruach, that the emotion of joy comes through a person's spirit, a person's temperament. Now, examining the word ruach, I'm sure you realize it has other meanings. Familiar with any of them? Of course. Ruach can mean a wind, could also mean a direction. The way that a person turns, the person's attitude, the emotions that a person fosters and cultivates, that person's ruach, the direction the person goes in, can bring the person to joy. If a person is determined, I will learn how to be a happy person because the resources are here. The reality is here. Asimcha ba'al yedei haruach. So that is what it means. Ruach ish. The spirit of a person. The direction a person goes in. The wind that a person allows himself to be blown by. And their direction. Yechalkel machalehu. V'zeo ruach ish. Rav Eliyahu Mivilna says, the Vilna Gaon. Kisheha ish tamid besimcha. This is the Vilna Gaon talking. When the person is constantly in joy, I'm reading the Vilna Gaon's own commentary on Mishle. Kesha'ish tamid besimcha. When the person is constantly joyous, hu yechalka machlehu. What will he be able to do? Af shetava olav machla. Even though an illness will come upon that person, chas v'shalom, says the Gra, that far be chas v'shalom, pity and peace. God forbid that a person should become ill. But if chas v'shalom, a person finds himself or herself suffering from some kind of sickness, hu yechalkel machalehu. What will the person be able to do? B'simchaso yevatzlena. With the person's joy, the person can nullify, the person can mitigate, can pulverize that illness, can eradicate that illness. B'simchaso, through the person's positive emotions of joy. It's miraculous, but it's doable. Avamisha yeshlo ruach necheya. Oh, the pasuk continues. So first it says, ruach ish, the spirit of a person, the person's temperament, the person's determination to learn how to be a happy person, a positive person, yechalkel machlehu, will see him through his illness with his tongue, his tummy, the simcha state, his constant joy. The person is able to literally heal his illness, his love. Through his joy, he can nullify, he can get rid of, he can eliminate his illness. But on the other hand, a downtrodden spirit, a person who feels beaten down, who will be able to bear an illness if a person has that attitude? What is a ruach necheya? The Gra explains, Avamisha Yeshla Ruach Necheya, who eats davon, which is depression. If a person allows himself to continue to be depressed, I'm saying it carefully because we already know that David HaMelech and his men, they broke down and cried and they were shattered. They were in pieces when they found the city of Siklag had been sacked and destroyed by the Amaleki band in the end of Shmuel Aleph, which we already talked about in this Vod. So they did have to go through that stage of shock and of trauma and to cry through it and to mourn through it. But then they picked themselves up. It didn't take very long. Vayischazek David b'Hashem Elokav. David strengthened himself. He allowed himself to be strengthened. Vayischazek David b'Hashem Elokav. As we know, the Chofetz Chaim talked so much about this in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, that when something comes our way that throws us and knocks us toward the negative feeling, that happens. It comes from Hashem, or we create those types of situations in a more esoteric, sublime way that's based on the Pirush, on Eicha, written by the Pal Gemayim, which is the Nestivos HaMishpat, that the things we suffer through Chas V'Shalom are really created by us somehow in a deep way, without getting into that now. But after the storm, after the shock, the devastation, the trauma, Chas V'Shalom, but we change, we move ourselves forward, we pick ourselves up. If we don't do that, and we remain, and we're complacent, that's itzavon. That's called depression. We have to do our best to pick ourselves up. That itzavon. Now, the Gra has two different manuscript versions. In the Pirush I have, the commentary on the Gra, which is a commentary on Mishlei here, he says either the Gra is telling us about itzavon, which is depression, to be despondent and sad, or he's saying it's b'ksav yad. In the manuscript, it says, hu ruach yira. It's a spirit. It's a feeling of fear. When a person is anxious, is full of fear and anxiety, to hu itzavon, which is kind of synonymous or goes together with sadness, mi sa'ena. Who will be able to bear such a thing? Mi yachol lisa eszos. Who will be able to bear such a thing? Meaning an illness, chas v'shalom. If a person has a negative attitude about his or her illness, then that is going to imperil his ability to come through it and to persevere. This explanation of the Vilna Gaon is phenomenal. It's incredible. And in fact, I was once reviewing it, and I looked outside at the moment, and walking by is a medical professional who works in an emergency room, is a doctor or just about a doctor. And I, friendly with the person, I called him in and said, hey, look at this Vilna Gaon. You ever hear this before? We read it together. He said, this is extraordinary. I can't believe it. He worked in the emergency room for years, if not decades, in the hospital. He said, I know this is true. I know it. He said, people are able to heal tumors this way. They can melt a tumor this way with an attitude, with a smile. They're able to do it. And here it is, right here in the Vilna Gaon on Mishlei. Why are we learning it now? Because we're learning about Simcha. So our whole Vod is I'm working on myself to remain as much as possible in a state of Simcha. And I want to say despite what comes my way. I'll say because of what comes my way. Because of the challenges and the difficulties that cause us to have to overcome and to persist. That's going to be our recipe for Simcha. And as we mentioned the last time as well, there are articles upon articles upon articles. In this day and age, we say, Google it. Does a smile help a person's physical health? All you have to do, you have nowhere to look. It comes up right away. No searching necessary. I'm reading a couple of headlines from a couple of medical articles that nothing to do with Torah and Judaism, meaning that they didn't have that in mind. They're talking about a medical reality. Forcing a smile may improve your mood, studies suggest. The act of smiling triggers brain chemicals related to positivity, even when the smile isn't genuine, a recent study said. Smiling helps you live longer. 10 reasons to smile every day. These are different articles that you could find. Smiling relieves stress. Now, what always happens is a person says, oh, wait. But this is not sincere. This is nonsense. What do you mean? I don't really mean it. Smiling boosts the immune system, it says. I think it's worth it. It's worth a try to boost my immune system. Besides, but this is what we're here for. It's for Torah. We know that life is full of challenges and difficulties, but this is the fact. B'simchasto yivatzlena, says the Vilna Gaon. The person can literally destroy his illness, get rid of that illness with joy. So let's look back in the Orach HaTzaddikim. we are accustomed to thinking, oh, when I do Torah and mitzvot, when I do them properly, I'll have this reward in the world to come. Oh, yeah, just got to be patient, right? Yeah, but we see Sukharo Betzido, that we're rewarded immediately. The yields, they come instantaneously. When we keep the Torah, we keep the Tanakh the right way. It says in Mishlei, in case you joined us in progress, Mishlei Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Daled, in the Gros Pirush on Mishlei. And I saw it once quoted in an article by Rabbi Pesach Kron also, and in other places. It's very, very worthwhile to spread the word. Besides that, smiling is contagious. And a person might say, well, I can't do this all the time. Yeah, because I might have to work on it and practice when I'm alone, working on that smile. If you like music, you look at Barry Weber. He has a song about smiling also. Okay, moving forward in the Orchos Tzadikim. We're on page Pei Gimel in the Eshkol version, and we're in the Shar HaSimcha. Says the Orchos Tzadikim, Yata, and now, Habetu Re'eh, look and see carefully. Ki asimcha kolelas hakol, that joy includes everything. Ki kol adam hadoeg ha'olam hazeh. Because any person who's worried, who's anxious about this world, ein lo menucha, has no rest, no serenity, no tranquility. Why would I want to live a life with no serenity and no rest and no tranquility? That is not the life that I want to live. I want to live a life with as much menucha as I can, as I can have. This gamit humachashev larviach mamon. Ah, there goes the money thing again. A person who's worried about this world is often worried about money. That's one of the taivos. I'm sure you know the Maseilas Yesharim, how he enumerates different cravings, lusts, desires. Taivos hamamon is one of them. The person who does not develop an accurate understanding of how Hashem wants us to deal with parnasa, this person is machashev laharviach mamon. It's tamid, always thinking, how do I make more money? More money, more and more and more. I might have enough. I have enough. I have more than enough. No, but no, that's not enough. I need more. That's the Yetzer and that's the Taiva. But we're looking at it from the angle of Daiga now, of worry. If a person doesn't treat this malady, this spiritual disorder, it doesn't give a person any rest. And the person won't be satisfied with what Hashem has apportioned out to him. And Hashem has, in fact, sent me so much bountiful bracha, so much stuff in so many different ways. Lachain, therefore, hasameach b'chelko, the person who rejoices in his portion, the one who looks at what he has and says, this is so generous, this is so plentiful, thank you, Hashem. Hu ashir. The person is automatically wealthy. That's the Mishnah in Avos. That's a wealthy person right there. Af im hu ani. Even if he's actually poor monetarily. Ki yismach b'shem shehu chelko v'nachalaso. I'll tell you a story, a personal story. Someone once said to me, he said, Moshe, you're a very rich man. Not with money. This is how he said it. But you're a very, very rich man. Look at your children, your grandchildren, Kanai Nahara. I said to myself, that's funny the way he said it. But that's what it says right here. I feel I'm rich with money also. That was his assessment. Oh, what's the key to this simcha? The person taps into eternity and to what is infinite and unlimited, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the person's chelek. I have something to sink my teeth into. It's called the Ribono Shel Olam is my chelek. This is what the person will rejoice in. Hashem is his portion and his inheritance. It says it about the Levim. Hashem hu nachalaso. They don't have a plot of land. The Levim have these 48 cities, the six main Ari Miklot, the 42 other cities, as Chazal tell us. But they're all over the place in Klal Yisrael. They're living all over the map of Israel and all the Shvatim. So it says, oh, so a lady might say, oh, I don't have a big plot of land that belongs to our whole brotherhood, our whole Shevet. We're all scattered, 48 cities. Hashem hu nachalaso. Them is the person's portion, but that's every person. As the Rambam says, every person can be like a Levi in that way. I said, my portion is Hashem. That is my chelek. I'm not going to be thinking all the time, money, more money. It will rejoice the heart of those who seek Hashem. My Rebbe in ninth grade, Rabbi Kasserstein, he loved this pasuk. When you hear him say Psukei Dezimra, it always seemed to move him every single day. The heart of every single person who seeks Hashem will be joyous. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. It doesn't say the person found Hashem. It doesn't say the person was successful. It doesn't say the person won. It doesn't say the person was victorious over the Eitz Hara. It says the person is Mevakesh Hashem. Now, one little point bothered me. Why is it in Lashon Yachid in singular form? Yismach Lev. It will rejoice the heart, that's singular, of Mevakshei Hashem, of those who seek Hashem. It seems a little incongruous with the structure. So, of course, it's taken care of by the Meforshim. The Mitzuda explains, sheyismach, that what will rejoice? What will be elated? Lave, the heart of kol echad mimavakshei Hashem. Oh, that brings the point further. It's more powerful now that you look at the Lashon, that the heart, it's in singular form. Every single heart of every person who seeks Hashem will rejoice, will be happy. You look in the Me'am Loes on this pasuk. Important to see a mashal that he says. Because what is this trying to tell us? It's actually saying that the effort is what brings the elation. Here's the Me'am Loes. What does it mean? Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. It will rejoice the heart of every single person among those who are seeking Hashem, looking for Hashem, trying. Midas basar adam. I'm reading of the Me'am Loes. It's the way of a human being. If a person wishes to join in marriage his family with another family, a noble, aristocratic, just fine family, what he's talking about is that people have a dream. Oh, I wish I could be a mechutan with this person or that person. I wish my child would marry his or her child. Okay, it's something that some people like, they feel. It seems to be something that's a normal desire that people have at times. So, says the Me'am Loes, that person is not going to be satisfied unless it didn't work. If that person, I'm just making sure that it's still working, talking about working, the phone, yes, it looks good. Okay, excuse me about the interruption or two here. So, says the Me'am Loes, if it didn't go up in the person's hands, if the person was unsuccessful, the shidduch didn't work out. As my Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Wein once said, maybe more than once, he said, many times everything seems perfect. The families, oh, they will jive. They will work so well together. Everything looks perfect. Everything is so promising for this shidduch, except for one factor. And that is that the couple is not compatible with each other. So let's say that's what happened. He wanted to be a mechutan with so-and-so. Certainly should not be somebody's obsession. But this is what happened. This is just a muscle. If he wasn't successful, eino nikra mechutano. Let's face it. Bottom line is, they're not mechutanim. The chasana, the shidduch, didn't work out. Lo kein mevakshei Hashem. That is not how it is with those who seek Hashem, though. No, no, no. You can't say that it didn't work out. You can't say that they were not successful. Gam imnenas adam. Even if a person experienced an anus or an onus, something that compelled him, it forced him to not, let's say, fulfill a mitzvah, below asa mitzvah, and he ended up not fulfilling a certain mitzvah. He tried his hardest, wasn't able to. It was an act of chesed. With some people, they were so stressed that they literally couldn't dive in mincha. Don't think that's impossible. That's something that happens to people. It happens to good people too. One time, two times, it happens occasionally. Nenas, that's called an anus. The person couldn't help it. And he ended up not doing the mitzvah. But he wanted to. The lady wanted to do the chesed. But something came up and made it not possible. Ma'ale alava kasuv ki'ilo asa. The pasuk considers it about that person as if he did the mitzvah. Vazel shomer. And that's what it says. That's a reason to rejoice. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. It will rejoice the heart of every one of those people who seeks Hashem, shezochim v'simcha, that they merit to be in this euphoric state. Gam elu shemevakshim v'lo zochim b'poel. Even people who are seeking, who are trying, but they're not winning, they're not succeeding actively when it comes down to it. There are certain mitzvahs that people have more of a challenge with. It could be Lashon Hara, listening to Lashon Hara. I find it almost impossible to stop somebody who's about to say Lashon Hara. That's very painful to me that I find that to be so challenging. But to a degree, I'm an honest. I'm too shy. That's how I'm born. But I'm working on it. So there's other ways you can try to defend the person, change the subject. I'm just saying there are things that every person has some kind of challenge in a mitzvah, two mitzvahs, bunch of mitzvahs, whatever it is. Even though that anybody who's looking, trying to attain something, trying to reach a goal, his purpose is to find that item, that goal, that objective that is being sought. That's how it usually is. It's to reach that goal, the finish line. But someone who's seeking Hashem, gam b'shas habigush yismach. Even at the time of pursuit of that objective, at the effort, the person will also rejoice. Yismach, the person, that's an indicator. Am I really seeking Hashem? Am I really trying? If I am, then inevitably I'm going to be happy. I'll be at least happier than if I were not trying. Kamosha Nehemar, like it says, Dir Shu Hashem v'uzo, seek Hashem and his strength. Bakshu fan of Tamid, seek his face, his presence constantly. And that's later on in Tehillim Kufhei. Next pasuk, Shebebakasha Atma, that with the request, and they're not only request, but effort itself, Hasigu Simcha v'sason. You will attain, you will actually reach a level of joy and celebration. And it's more than just trying and pursuing, it's also requesting. And we know that Bakasha means that also. Remember, we talked about in the past, Tein Atah, the Chazal say that a person can say, Tein Atah, Hashem said, Mi Yitein. If only it would be this way, that B'nai Yisrael will have Yiras Shemaim, and according to one Chazal, well, the way it's interpreted, not so simple to explain the Gemara this way, Bar Chaim brings it, that Moshe had a cue that he kind of missed, and Hashem says, Mi Yitein, who would make it that they would fear me? Moshe could have said, Tein Atah, you Hashem, Tein Atah, you make it that way, you give it to us, because I am short on my abilities, I'm limited. So wherever I fall short, Hashem, you please fill it in. I can't do this. It is too hard for me, honestly. The Bakasha Atma, I'm seeking, I'm asking, and I'm trying. Then that's part of our success. That is our success, that we're trying our best. And if I didn't try my best before, I'll try my best now. Ki Hashem Yisparach Lo Yusag La'olam. And now in the name of the Malbim, the Malbim always quotes here, there's another point that has to be addressed. And that is, why is it that a person who's Mavakesh Hashem has a right to celebrate, to be besimcha? That's because anyway, Hashem can never be attained. Nobody can get to the level of understanding and conceptualizing and comprehending Hashem anyway. Rak yevukash, Tommy. Hashem will be sought constantly. V'zo hataklis. That itself is the purpose and the objective, is to be working, is to be putting forth that effort and to be trying. When we do that, we apply ourselves, then we are automatically besimcha. And that's the meaning of Tehillim Kufhei Gimel, Yismach, who will rejoice, lave the heart of Mevakshei Hashem. The heart of every one of those people who seek Hashem has a right to be celebrated. And that's a huge inspiration for us. And Archa Siddiqim continues. Now, Mida Hazos, this trait of joy is Benafshos HaTzadikim. It's found in the souls of people who are righteous. Same, Benoam Shalem, who are in a state of full pleasantness, serenity, b'inyan avodasam, in the matter of their service of Hashem, u'v'simcha gedola b'frishusam, and they're in a state of great joy in their separation. Separation? Separation from what? How about abstaining from activities that are detrimental to myself and to others? What about kavod atzmo, the person who has self-awareness and respect for himself or herself, doesn't do things that are self-destructive, spiritually, physically? That's called precious. That's one way to explain precious: separating and abstaining and avoiding destructive behavior, or behavior antithetical to the Torah, or against what a human being should be doing, any human being. Like it says, and this is found in Tehillim Lamed Beis Yud Aleph, who are those who have the right to rejoice? Dimchu. Rejoice b'Hashem. You should all rejoice in Hashem. Begilu, and celebrate. Remember Gila? Celebrate tzaddikim, your righteous ones. B'harninu, and sing. Kol Yisrael Lev, all the straight-hearted ones. Those who have a balanced perspective and work on their attitude. You have a right to sing out. And we've talked about the Gemara Erechin and Arachin, which discusses the need for music in our lives at times also. That's part of Simcha. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. The avoda that it's talking about is also shira. It's song, melody. Omer, and also it says Tilm Tzadi Zayin Yud Aleph, or Zeruah Latzadi. Light is sown for the righteous one, Uliyishrei Lev, and for the straight-hearted ones, Simcha, joy. We have to understand that Yashar, what is the word Yashar? Because the Aruch HaTzadikim brought Psukim two in a row with the word Yashar, let's discuss what is straight and upright. You might know, and we're going to end with this point today probably, that the one of the five Sfarim of the Torah is nicknamed Sefer HaYashar, and the Pasuk calls it that, and that Sefer HaYashar is Bereshis, Sefer Bereshis. Did you ever look in the Netziv, the Hamek Dover, in his Hakdama, is an introduction to Sefer Bereshis? And he explains, why is it called Sefer HaYashar? Because it's the Sefer of the Avos and the Amos. What was special about them? Greater than a Tzaddik, greater than a Chassid, says the Netziv. And it's in other places too. A Yashar is a person who sees the positive, the beauty, the sanctity in every human being. Avram Avinu, who did he daven for? The people of Sodom, huh? What? Spare the whole city because of the few tzaddikim? What do you mean spare the whole city? Look at the psukim. The whole city? For the sake of some tzaddikim? What are you doing? These are thugs. These are the dregs of the earth, aren't they? He sees the ability, the potential in every person. It's the positive attitude, which is what engenders. It's what cultivates joy. That's why these psukim here have to do with Yashra. The psukim that the Aruch HaTzadikim quotes here. Only with Yashrus, with positivity, seeing. This is what's called having a straight, accurate perspective, a candid and brutally honest understanding that there is goodness in every person. People change it in themselves, but there is potential. L'yishrei lev simcha. For those people, like Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he says Yitzchak had friendships with the Pelishtim even. He tried to deal with them. People who see the positive, people who look for it. That's why this is so related to Shmiras HaLashon and Menorah Nachaveiro, this Midah of Simcha and Emunah and Bitachon. People who are able, who try to unearth what's good, what's positive, those people are Zochet to the Midah of Simcha. When we continue next time, Emir Tzashem, we will see how the Aruch HaTzadikim will remind us that we have to concentrate on working on this trait and also instilling it in ourselves and others as we do the Torah and mitzvos. Mirza Shem will continue next week in this chapter about Simcha. Thank you so much for joining.